Thank you, Mr. Chair. My country would like to congratulate you on choosing the topic of fighting poverty and inequality as a topic for our session, especially in the light of exceptional circumstances we are witnessing due to the COVID challenges. Our constitution calls for equality between all citizens and enjoying all rights and freedoms without discrimination. Our government has intensified its effort to eradicate poverty and inequality, and we have adopted a series of social security programs in order to serve the most vulnerable and the poorest categories, as well as a minimum wage. We have also placed the interest and the health of the citizen as a priority by establishing a balance between health priorities and economic performance. We have also helped many countries during the pandemic, and we have taken part in many conferences and events dealing with the pandemic because we are convinced of the importance of coordination at the international level. This pandemic has made the international community more responsible towards supporting developing countries in order to overcome the negative impact of the COVID, as well as achieving SDGs, including ending poverty and inequality. This pandemic has proved that there is no option but to promote international solidarity and responsibility sharing in order to overcome socio-economic and humanitarian impact of the crisis. Finally, we reiterate the importance of continuing efforts in order to end poverty and inequality. Thank you, Mr. Chair.